This afternoon, we're going to continue to commemorate the Holy Sabbath day. At the same time, we hope that our Lord will remember us.
下午跟大家来学习亚伯拉罕接待客旅。
This afternoon, our topic is Abraham receives his visitors.
接待客旅，从圣经里头我们可以知道，它是一种本分。
We know that it is our duty from the Bible to receive our visitors.
也是一种善行。
It is also a way of doing good deeds.
在今天来讲，更是一种恩典和福气。
Today it is a blessing and a grace.
所以，我们从亚伯拉罕当时接待客旅这件事来学习这项接待的工作。
And today we shall learn how to welcome our visitors, from the example of Abraham.
因为主耶稣到世上来。
Lord Jesus manifested in the flesh and came to the world.
他是神。
He is God.
那成为人到世上来。
He is God manifest in the flesh to come to the world.
那主耶稣到世上来的时候，像客旅一样。
When Lord Jesus came into the world, he is like a sojourner.
他没有放枕头的地方。
He has no place to lay his head.
所以主耶稣说，人接待我，就是接待那差我来的父。
And therefore, Lord Jesus says, for those who receives me is receiving.The Father who sent me.
在主耶稣对门徒的教训。
And the teachings of Lord Jesus to his disciples.
非常重视这项接待的工作。
He has stressed the importance of receiving visitors.
神也很看重这件事情。
God also placed heavy emphasis on this work.
所以神对于接待这件事情特别的祝福。
And that's why God gives blessings for those who receive the guests.
那我们下午是要从亚伯拉罕接待客旅的事上来学习几项教训。
Today we shall learn some lessons from the example of Abraham welcoming his guests.
我们看创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Sorry, the book of Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章呢，第一节到第八节这一段就是记载亚伯拉罕接待三个客旅。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 1 to verse 8 tells us the story of how Abraham welcomes his guests.
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
这里说，主在幔粒橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来。
Verse 1, the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day.
那时候啊，正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口。
Abraham was sitting at the door of his tent in the heat of the day.
第二节说，亚伯拉罕举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着。
Verse 2 says, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood in front of him.
那他一见就从帐篷门口。跑去迎接他们。
When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them.
然后俯伏在地说啊，我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去。
And he and himself bowed to the earth and said, My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant.
容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。
Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree.
我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。
While I fetch a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves and after that you may pass on.
说你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。
Since you have come to your servant, so they said, do as you have said.
那三个人就说，就照你说的行吧。
And the three servants says,The three men said, do as you have said.
第六节说，亚伯拉罕急忙进帐篷，见撒拉说，你速速拿山细啊细面调和做饼。
And Abraham hastening to the tent of Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal.
亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里，牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来，交给仆人，仆人急忙预备好。
And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a servant who hastened to prepare it.
第八节说，亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和奶，并预备好的牛犊来，摆在他们面前，自己在树下站在旁边，他们就吃了。
Verse says, and he took curds and milk and the calf, which he had prepared, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate.
这一段就在亚伯拉罕怎么样接待
This part tells us how Abraham receives his three visitors.
那第一节说, 这是神向亚伯兰显现出来。
Verse 1 says that the Lord appeared to Abraham.
那么神还有另外两位天使向亚伯兰显现出来是人的样式显现出来。
The Lord and his two messengers appeared to Abraham in the form of men.
也就是以客旅的这个身份显现出来。
They appeared as visitors.
不是当地人。
They do not appear as the locals.
是外地到这个地方来, 经过这个地方的人。
Rather, they appeared in the form of foreigners passing by this place.
为什么神要以这样的方式向亚伯兰显现出来？
Why did the Lord appear to Abraham in this form?
我们从前面呢, 第十二章以后看到神向亚伯兰显现。
We read from verse 12, chapter 12 onwards that the Lord appeared to Abraham.
都是以神的身份向他显现。
When Lord appeared to Abraham, he appeared in his own form as God.
所以亚伯兰呢, 就在神向他显现的地方, 他会筑坛献祭敬拜神。
And when the Lord appeared to Abraham, Abraham will build an altar, offer sacrifices.
这一次很特别,
but this is a special time.
是以人的形状样式向他显现出来。
God appeared in the form of a human.
我们看这个神的用意何在。
Let us study the purpose of doing this.
这个要看看亚伯拉罕在这个爱心接待上面他有怎么样的表现，要看一看。
The Lord wants to see how Abraham would welcome him into his own house.
这样他能够很清楚地看出亚伯拉罕他的接待客旅的爱心能够表现到什么样的程度。
And this way our Lord Jesus, our Lord God can see what kind of love Abraham has in welcoming his visitors.
很重要的，神这次来也有一个很重要的任务。
On the other hand, our Lord also has a purpose, a mission for coming.
就是要告诉他明年要生孩子。
God wants to tell Abraham that the following year he shall have a son.
这个是对亚伯拉罕的赏赐。
This is a gift of God.
带着这件最重要的福气要来给亚伯拉罕。
Lord Jesus, God has come to give Abraham this great blessing.
但是这个必须啊，在第一节到第八节这一段的表现呢是很重要的。如果没有这一段的表现，那个福气就不会临到。
But what Abraham did from verse 1 to verse 8 is very important because if he hasn't shown his hospitality, then Abraham would not have his blessings.
另外还有一件很重大的信息,
there is also a great message that he brings.
是关乎所多玛跟俄摩拉的事情。
That is a news regarding the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以从这样让我们了解,
from here we understand
亚伯拉罕这一段的这个爱心接待的表现呢是非常重要。
That Abraham has shown love and hospitality to his visitors, and this is important.
关系到他自己啊, 所要领受的这个神的赐福,
because his hospitality concerns his own blessings.
也关系到所多玛、俄摩拉这两个城市的一个命运。
It also concerns the fate of the two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以我们来看看亚伯拉罕的这个表现是怎么样。
Let us study what Abraham has done.
那我们从其中来学习教训。
From the story, let us learn some lessons.
亚伯拉罕的表现可以说是在神看是满分的。
To God, Abraham has done very well. He has attained 100%.
神非常满意。
God is very pleased.
所以接待完之后马上就跟他宣布明年你的妻子要生孩子了。
So after Abraham has received God into his house, God said to him, the following year you shall have a son.
接着在路上啊, 神就以亚伯兰为他最要好的朋友, 告诉他, 神所要做的有关所多玛、俄摩拉的事情。
Even when God was on his way, he revealed to Abraham, his best friend, what he is going to do to the two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah.
那这个为什么叫朋友呢? 因为人跟人之间才能做朋友。
Why do we say friend? Because only friendship exists between two people.
那么神要跟亚伯兰做朋友，他就以神跟亚伯兰一样的人来显现出来，才能做朋友。
If God wants to be a friend of Abraham, he has to come in the form of man so that he can be a friend.
好，那么我们来看看亚伯拉罕的这种爱心接待客旅的表现。
Let us study the love of Abraham and how he welcomes his visitors.
好，我们看到第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
这个第二节我们看到亚伯拉罕的第一个表现，他是举目观看。
The first thing that Abraham did was he lifted up his eyes and looked.
他抬头一看，三个人站在那里。
Lift up his head and he saw three men standing in front of him.
这三个人就是三个客旅。
These three men were the three visitors.
他一看见了就跑去迎接。
When he saw them, he ran to meet them.
对这个动作，我们可以想到亚伯拉罕是怎么样的一个心情。
Just from this action of Abraham, we can understand how he felt.
他对接待客旅是一种非常主动的。
He was very active in welcoming his visitors.
一目观看，马上跑过去。
Lifted up his eyes, saw them, and immediately ran out to meet them.
因为这接待是一种爱的行动。
Receiving someone is a show of love.
这个爱心的行动一定是从里头发出来的。
And this show of love must come from your heart.
爱是不可能从外面加进去的。You
cannot add love to someone from the outside.
许多的事情可以从由外力来影响。There
are many things that can influence you externally.
但是爱的这种动作一定要从里头发出来。However,
for love, it has to come out from your inner heart.
所以你看亚伯拉罕这样的轻快。When
you see how fast Abraham ran to them.
这样的动作。
You see the movements, the actions of Abraham.
举目观看，他很注意这件事情。
He lifted up his eyes to look.
他很关心这件事情。
He's concerned. He has shown care about these men.
爱是出于一种主动的关怀。
So love comes from an active way of showing concern.
并且是很乐意，很真诚的要去做这件事情。
And it is done in a willing and earnest way.
所以他看见的时候，他立刻就跑去迎接，用跑的，不是慢慢走。
That's why when Abraham saw them, he ran to meet them. He did not walk.
今天呢，我们对于接待客旅的事情。
Today, when we show hospitality to our visitors.
在今天我们这个环境里头。
In today's society.
亚伯拉罕在帐篷里。
Abraham lived in a tent.
这个帐篷在今天来讲啊，就是教会了。
And this tent will symbolize the church today.
现在今天我们是以教会为单位。Today
we see the church as one unit.
除了今天教会啊，一个帐篷啊，在这里啊，应当我们都是这个帐篷里边的主人呐。And
since the church is a tent, we are supposedly the owners of this tent.
那尤其是教会的负责人，那当然的主人了。And
of course, the board members of the church, they are naturally the masters.
那么对外来的这些客旅啊，弟兄姐妹。
As for the foreign visitors,
就要亚伯拉罕这样的这种表现。
They must be like Abraham.
有客旅来，第一个发现应该是很重要的。
When visitors come, they should be the first to find to see them.
视而不见。
Some people look but don't see.
那就知道它里头到底有什么东西。
Then we understand what really goes on in them.
像亚伯拉罕是举目观看，他是看见的。
Here Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. He saw it.
这种看见呢，很重要。
It's important to see.
从里头。
It comes from the inside.
那种关怀的心就看才看得见。
He's shown his concern, and that's why he can see.
今天教会啊，应该要这样子的爱心的表现。
And this is how the church should be today to show their love.
我们随时都会很留意外来的弟兄姐妹。
We should pay attention. We should be aware of foreign visitors.
有外来的客旅，我们的慕道朋友。
Or foreigners who are our true seekers or friends.
一定要很快就看见他。
You should see them quickly.
看见的时候呢，就跑过去。
When you see them, you must run to meet them.
不是远远的看着他。
Not see them from afar.
不是假装没有看见。
Or pretend you don't see them.
要跑过去。
You should run to meet them.
这个才是应该有的表现。This
is the way to do it.
不要等着客人来说，哎呀，我很渴，有没有水让我喝。Do
not wait for visitors to approach you and say, I'm thirsty, may I have a drink of water?
要主动跑过去，你会不会口渴？太阳这么大。You
should take the initiative to run to meet them and ask if they wanted a glass of water.
这个是本分应该有的表现。This
is your duty, this is what you should have shown.
所以，不然这种啊，是我们今天教会应该有的表现。
Therefore, these actions of Abraham should be the actions of the church.
我记得我刚出信的时候。
I remember when I first believed in the Lord.
我到一个地陌生的地方。
I went to a foreign place.
第一件事情我要找教会。
The first thing that I do is look for the church.
我找到教会，我的心就很安定。
When I found the church, I will calm myself down.
因为这个地方非常陌生。
Because this is a total strange place.
只要找到教会，就是我的家。
If I found the church, I have found my home.
我在这个地方就。很放心。
And I should be safe in this place.
所以我第一件事情下车我就找教会。
Therefore, the first thing I did after I got off the bus is to look for the church.
当我接到主，看到教会，哇，那种感受没有办法形容。
When I will walk around and look for the church, when I found the church, I feel joy.
当我进去就进入会堂里头去。
And I will enter the chapel.
参加聚会。
And take part in the services.
聚员会一看呢，都不认识的。
And after the services, I'll look around and I will not see a familiar face.
也没有人认识我。
No one knows me either.
但是有一个人是我认识的。
But there is one that I know.
我一直看，我要看那个人，找那个人。
And I'm looking for that face.
那个时候找不到那个人，看不到一个熟悉的。
I couldn't find him. I couldn't find a familiar face.
那个时候心里就感受到。也是没有办法形容的那种感受。
And what I felt then was indescribable.
后来呀，感谢神。
But later on, I thank God.
那一位姐妹，我认识的一个老姐妹啊，出来了。
The sister that I knew.
她一看到我就跑过来了。
When she saw me, she approached me.
哇，那种感受就是这样子。
That feeling is just like what is written in the Bible.
哇，我很感动，我那个时候真的都流眼泪。
I was very moved. I wept.
这个前面这个两个就很强烈的这种感受。
There's just strong feelings then.
就这么一个动作。
Just a simple action.
但是其他的人就没有一个人跑过来。
Yet none of the others ran to meet me.
没有一个人主动来说，哎呀，这个我这个陌生的。
No one ever come to me and ask me who I am.
如果有的话，那就不一样。
If they had, it would have been different.
好在那个地方有一位本来就认识的。
And good for me that I have known one person there.
不然的话，我可能会流着眼泪走回去。
Otherwise, I could have wept my way out of the church.
所以亚伯兰这个表现很重要。
Here, so this action of Abraham
is
very important.
我们不要让任何一位客旅来到我们这里，没有感受到这种爱心的。关怀。
We should not let one visitor to leave this church without feeling the love of the church.
所以要看到，跑过去。
So when you see them, you must run to meet them.
这个是很重要的。
This is important.
主动的关怀。
To actively to take the initiative to care about the others. Therefore, all visitors to our church.
一定要尽这个本分。
We should do our duty.
这是神所看重、所喜悦的。
This is what God has emphasized. Is what is pleasing to God.
那么这个亚伯兰跑过去的时候。
And when Abraham ran,
我们看他的这个表现。
Let's see what he did.
他的表现怎么样？
What did he do?
他就俯伏在地。
He bowed himself to the earth.
这是一个非常大的一种大礼呀。
He seems to have greeted, he has greeted him, greeted the visitors.
对待外来的客旅，好像是哇，这个贵客一样。
He greeted them very formally. He see his the three visitors as his honored guests.
最尊敬的这种态度。
He has shown his most utmost respect.
不是说哎呀，你这个来到要我是高高在上啊，你这个来要求我的恩情，不是的。
He did not see the three men as those who have come to him for blessings.
哎呀，今天有客人来，哇，这个是非常难得的机会啊，是贵客。
For Abraham, he felt that it was a rare chance for these three men to come to his house.
也看到一些人呢，贵客临门呢，嚯，那种表现就是跟这样一样。
So it's like unto today where we see our honored guests coming to visit us.
如果有人说，哎呀，今天总统要来到我们家里来做客，哇，那个就不一样。
Some people say that if a president comes to your house to be your visitor, things will be different.
我们的表现就不一样。
We will be different.
那亚伯拉罕对这个一般的客人呢，就是这样子。
But this is how Abraham. This is the extent of his respect to his
最尊贵的这种客这样的表现呢，来迎接他。
He has shown his utmost respect to all his visitors.
我们看到这个下面他所说的话。
Let's study what he read later, what he said.
说我主啊, 我若在你眼前蒙恩啊, 求你不要离开仆人, 往前去。
Abraham said, My Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant.
容我拿一点水来, 给你们洗洗脚, 在树下呢, 歇息歇息。
Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree.
然后再拿一点饼来, 你们加添心力, 然后往前走。
While I fetch a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves and after that you may pass on.
接待客旅第一个是洗脚, 因为他们走路啊, 很累啊, 洗洗脚的话, 恢复, 啊, 可以休息休息,
啊。 After receiving his guests, the first thing that he did was to wash the feet because they would be very tired after walking such long distance.
休息啊, 是未来要走更远的路,
to rest is so that you can walk a longer distance later on.
这个都是爱的一种关怀啊。
This is a way of showing your love.
哎呀, 走这么远的, 做客旅, 走这么远的旅途, 很劳累了吗? 休息一下, 休息一下。
That your guests has traveled your guests have traveled a long journey. Now it's time for them to take a rest.
光休息不够啊。
It's not enough to just rest.
还要吃点东西吧。
They need food.
加添心力。
They need food so that they can make the
journey. 然后才有力气再做前面的路程。
And when they have enough strength, they can continue the journey.
接待的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of receiving a guest?
是为了要让他们能够继续有力气做前面的路程。
The purpose so that you can refresh them and they have the strength to continue the journey.
从这个话就知道他接待客旅他用意在哪里。
From here we understand why Abraham would want to receive his guests.
可是有些人不是这样。
But some people do not do this.
有些人接待客旅可不是为对方着想的。
Some people receive the guests not for the guests' sake.
就要表现一下我的。 好像有些什么可以可夸的地方,
rather it is a way to show that he has things to boast of.
那就完全不同了,
that is a completely different thing.
唉, 在这个世上我们会看到很多这样的事情,
but in this world we see many incidents of this.
一个人要炫耀一些什么东西啊, 他可以做得好像很有爱心的样式。
When a person wants to show off some things, he can do it in a way as if he has a lot of love.
好像主耶稣啊, 叫保罗所说的,
as Paul says,
说一个人啊, 如果没有爱,
If a person does not have love,
他可以甚至于将自己的身体都被焚烧啊,
he can even have his own body burnt up.
牺牲了他自己,
he can sacrifice
可是其实他没有爱,
himself.
其实他没有爱,
but without love,
这样的牺牲有什么意思?
The sacrifice is meaningless.
没有意义的,
it's insignificant.
好, 所以我们今天啊, 所做的很重要, 就是我们这个, 很诚恳, 很实在的, 这种爱心的表现。
So today what we must do is to show our earnest and sincere love.
他说你们既然到我这里来,
and Abraham says, since you have come to your servant,
哎, 理当如此, 这句话很重要,
and we should have do this.
这样才合乎道理啊。
This is, in this way he would have done according to the truth.
接受我这样的接待才合乎道理。
When you come and receive, and when you come and accept my hospitality, then this I have done according to the truth.
亚伯拉罕要遵循神的道来做这件事情。
And Abraham must keep the word of God to do this.
他也希望这三个客旅呢, 也按照你们这客的这个道理, 那接受我的接待。
And it was also Abraham's hope that his three guests would also do according to the truth, that is to accept his hospitality.
那这个道理就很清楚了。
Then this truth is very clear.
所以三个客人就没有退出就接受了, 说好, 照着你的话, 行。
Therefore the three guests did not refuse him and they said, do as you have said.
如果亚伯拉罕所讲的这个不合乎道理啊, 三个人不会接受。
If what Abraham said was not done according to the truth, the three will never accept.
所以今天我们的爱心是根据什么?
So what is our love based on?
我们看一下约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰二书,
Sorry, 2 John.
约翰二书第, 一节,
verse 1.
约翰二书第一节,
2 John verse 1.
这里说做长老的写信给拣选的太太和他的儿女就是我诚心所爱的, 不但我爱, 也是一切知道真理之人所爱的, 第二节,
verse 2.
爱你们是为真理的缘故, 这真理存在我们的里面, 也必永远与我们同在。 这里讲得很清楚。
Here it tells us clearly.
今天我们爱弟兄姐妹。
Today we love our brothers and sisters.
都诚心所爱的。
We love in the truth.
为什么诚心所爱?
Why do we love in the truth?
因为明白真理。
Because we understand the truth.
是因为真理的缘故。
Because of the truth.
就这个爱心是根据真理来的。
Therefore, this love is based on the truth.
一般人也是有这样彼此相爱啊。
Generally, people love one another.
但那种是感情。
That is just a feeling.
是一个亲情。
That is just a
或者是一种友情。
It's just friendship.
那是私人的关系啊。
Some kind of relationship that is personal.
所以对于没有这种感情、友情、亲情的人，那就陌生了，那就没有，就不可能了。
If you do not have any relationship with another person, then that person is a total stranger to you.
但是今天我们在教会里面彼此这样相爱啊，可是不是因为什么友情、亲情、感情，是因为真理的缘故。
But today we love our brothers and sisters in the church not because we are related to them somehow, but rather it is because of the truth.
那这一种爱心的接待表现呢，那就跟神有关系了。
Then when we show a hospitality to them, to our brothers and sisters, then this has something to do with God.
那神就必要一定关心这看重这件事情呢，他不能够说没有所动作的。
And God will look into this.
所以今天我们看亚伯兰这种表现，让我们知道。
From the actions of Abraham, we understand.
他是根据神的这个道理来做这件事情。
That Abraham receives his gifts based on the truth of God.
这样在合乎神的教训。
And this way, he has done according to the teachings of God.
所以你大三个人就同意，就对，就是这样子，按照你所说的做。
And therefore, the three men said, "Do as you have said."
这个是一个很重要的，我们今天爱心的一个依据
And therefore, today, this is the evidence of our love.
很非常诚恳。
We must be earnest.
而且这个是一个本分。
We must be sincere, and this is our duty.
理当如此。
And we should do this.
那接下来这个，当这个三个人答应之后。
When the three accepted Abraham's invitation.
就开始要做接待的工作。
It's time for Abraham to prepare.
我们看到第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
那第六节的亚伯拉罕呢？看他的动作是非常急忙很快速的
You see that Abraham is doing things speedily
第一件事情他进入帐篷里头去
First thing he did was hasten into the tent
我们刚才讲这个帐篷今天是教会
We earlier mentioned that the tent symbolizes church
教会就是弟兄姐妹了
And the church represents brothers and sisters
进入帐篷里头去
When you go into the tent
就告诉他的太太撒拉
Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah
今天刚才我们看到说亲爱的太太
We see Abraham said, "My dear wife."
亲爱的太太就是指的教会
A dear wife refers to the whole church.
教会就指的众弟兄姐妹
The church refers to all brothers and sisters.
告诉他的太太
To tell his wife.
那今天呢，我们对这件事情
For us today.
所以有客旅来
When we have visitors,
我们要接待他
We welcome them.
我们要告诉帐篷里头的这些弟兄姐妹
And then.We have to tell the brothers and sisters in a tent.
让大家一起来关怀。
Let everyone have a part in loving and sharing.
感谢神啊！我们这几天看到说都陆续都有外来的弟兄姐妹来访问。
We thank God that these past few days we have seen a lot of foreign brothers and sisters coming to visit.
那我们教会的牧人都会关心到会在这里介绍给大家。
And the church board members would introduce them to the congregation.
让大家一起。来关怀
so that others, the congregation can also show their love to visitors, and they can do their duty.
这个是对的。
This is right.
所以你看亚伯拉罕这个表现。
If you look at what Abraham has done.
那么告诉撒拉说，你赶快速用最快的速度去做饼。
He said to Sarah, "Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal."
然后叫一个仆人来说，赶快去牵了一条又嫩又好的牛来，叫仆人赶快去预备。
He then ran to the herd and took a calf and gave it to her servant to quickly prepare it.
亚伯兰的动作，撒拉的动作。
You see the actions of Abraham, the actions of Sarah.
最快的速度。
They're doing it quickly.
为什么要这么快
？Why?
不要耽误人家的时间。
He does not want to delay their time.
人家客人有重要的事情啊，要去办呢。
The visitors have important missions to do.
我说没有关系的，慢慢来。时间当然我慢慢来可以，可是客人不行。
And Abraham has stopped them to rest, and even though Abraham has lots of time, but his visitors do not have a lot of time.
客旅是赶路的人呢。
His visitors are traveling.
所以你看，他所有的一切表现都是为客旅。
So everything that Abraham has done is for the sake of his visitors.
赶快，尽快来，啊，做完这件接待的工作。
He would say quickly, make haste.
不要去耽误到这些客旅的时间。
Do not delay the visitor's journey.
所以他这种接待的精神。
So we see the spirit of
Abraham. 夫妇两个人非常同心。
Both husband and wife are in one mind.
来做这项服侍接待的工作。
They're of one mind to do this work of receiving the
guests. 今天呢，在教会里面。
Today in the church.
负责人跟弟兄姐妹呢，要这样的表现。
Board members and brothers and sisters must do likewise.
就是负责人要有亚伯拉罕这种表现。
The board members must be like Abraham.
弟兄姐妹呢，要像撒拉这种表现。
Brothers and sisters must be like Sarah.
这样同心来接待。 一定是蒙神所喜悦的。
This way, when you receive the guests in one mind, God will be pleased.
我们希望教会的人数越来越多。
We all wish that our membership can increase.
那这项工作一定要做。
And this work must be done.
不能撒拉不会生小孩的。
Otherwise, Sarah would never have a son.
撒拉就是教会啊。
Sarah represents the church.
现在教会要不断的生小孩。
If you want the church to produce more offsprings.
要怎么，这一项爱心的接待一定要做。
You must do this. It must show your love.
要做得好，小孩就一直来，神就一直赏赐。有妈妈生小孩。
You look at a mother giving birth to a child.
这个都是一种爱。
This is love.
要怀孕，生下小孩。
She has to go through pregnancy before giving birth to a child. She has to give on her part.
要付出全部的这个爱心。
She has to give her love to the child.
一个小孩才会生下来的。
And this way, the child will be born.
今天呢，在教会里。
And the church a similar.
所以，这种接待啊工作呢，一定要做好。Therefore,
we must do this type of.
不是只有一部分人。
Reception work well. It's not just for a limited part.
要整体性。
Rather, the whole congregation should take part.
大家能够同心合一。
Everyone must be of one mind.
来做好这个接待的工作。
Everyone must be united to do this.
我们看到很多教会重视这件工作。
We see many churches have placed emphasis on reception work.
还在台湾呢，有些地方教会啊，在山里面呢，在山里头啊。
In Taiwan, some of the churches in the mountain areas.
交通不方便呢，很少人。 会到那里去,
because traffic is inconvenient, very few people will go there.
但是他们很期盼有更多的弟兄姐妹到他们那里去。
But it is their hope that more brothers and sisters can visit them.
所以他们就尽全力的哇，带来一些接待的这些地方。
And that's why they have done their best to build some places to receive the guests.
因为弟兄姐妹到我们这里来，我们没有地方接待他们。
Because when brothers and sisters go to visit them, they have no place to put them up.
所以他们就想办法。
And that's why they think of ways.
让弟兄姐妹来，能得到最好的这种接待。
Think of ways that they can accommodate the visitors the best.
所以我到那边去看到，哇，怎么设备这么好？
So when I went to visit those churches, the facilities were excellent.
因为这个设备，哇，很多弟兄姐妹就去了。
Because of the facilities, excellent facilities, many people go to visit them.
他们就不断地可以得到这样的福气。
And that's why they can continuously receive blessings.
可以得到这种恩典。
They can receive grace from God.
因为他们的接待工作。
It's because of their hospitality.
哇，带来很多神的恩典福气啊。
Their hospitality has brought them much blessings from God.
其他的教会看见，哎，我们也要做，哇，就是啊。
When other churches see it, they want to do the same thing.
所以因为这样子呢，影响，哇，差不多现在我看所有的这个台湾的教会啊，几乎都已经。 说差不多都已经啊，每一个教会设备都很好。
Because of this church, there's a ripple effect that many churches in Taiwan are all very well facilitated.
希望做种种接待的工作。
They wish to do all kinds of reception work.
那这种事情一定是啊，大家弟兄姐妹都很关心、很同心，才可能来完成这个事情。
This work can only be carried out when all brothers and sisters wanted to take part in it.
啊，所以看到他。 亚伯拉罕，你预备好的话，就让他们服侍他们，吃完了。
And when we see that the food has been prepared, Abraham himself would serve his guests until they have been filled.
所以吃了之后啊，看到下面这里说，第九节啊。
Let's read verse 9.
所以他们就问亚伯拉罕说：“你妻子撒拉在哪里？”
They said to Abraham, "Where is Sarah, your wife?"
哎，这个是神啊，这三个人就关心他的妻子。
Now the three has shown concern for his wife Sarah.
他说他在帐篷里面呢。
He said she is in the tent.
啊，三个人当中那一个人就是神呐。
Out of the three, one, the Lord said.
到明年这个时候，我必再回到你这里来。
The Lord said, I will surely return to you in the spring next year.
神说，我必回到这里来。
The Lord said, I will surely return to you.
那你的妻子撒拉就会生一个儿子。
Sarah, your wife shall have a son.
这句话很有意思。
That's a very funny thing.
神还要回来呀。
The Lord will return.
哦，那撒拉就会生一个儿子。
And Sarah will have a son.
那这个撒拉这个儿子是从哪里来的？
And where did the son of Sarah come from?
不是从亚伯拉罕来。
It's not from Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也不能生育。
Abraham was too old.
所以这个以撒就是神的应许，从神生的。
Therefore, Isaac, as a promise of God, he came from God.
就预表的今天我们啊。
This.
从圣灵真教会里面由圣灵生的，我们从圣灵生的，从一位圣灵受洗啊，来归入啊基督里面成为一个身体。
This prefigures that we today are born of the Spirit and we are of one family, and we baptize into one church.
所以今天我们做神的儿女是从神生的啊。
And today, as the children of God, we are born of God.
神再回来的时候，撒拉就生一个儿子。
When the Lord returns next spring, that Sarah will have a son.
哦，那个时候莎拉听了就暗笑。
When Sarah heard it, she laughed to herself.
早就不能生育了，哪里有这样的事情
？She said, "I haven't been able to have children for a long time. I'm too old."
哦，那个人说，莎拉为什么暗笑
？The Lord says, "Why did Sarah laugh?"
哦，这个时候就知道了。
And at this time they knew.
哦，原来这个人是啊，是神呐、啊。
That the man standing in front of them is God.、
嗯、神就很清楚告诉他。
And the Lord said to them clearly,
到了日期，这件事情一定要有成就的。
The Lord says at the appointed time that this will happen.
到明年这个时候，我必定要回来的。
That the following year at this time,、
哦、
I will return.
在神是没有难成的事情了。
To God, nothing is impossible.
很清楚表明出来了。
And God has said this clearly.
在神哪有难成的事情吗
？To God, is there anything that's impossible?
这个时候，他们相信，哎，这个是绝对的，没有问题的。
Is there anything too hard for God? And at this point, Abraham believed.
啊，撒拉知道是神，他就害怕了。
And when Sarah knew that the man in front of her was God,
哦，他不敢承认，他说我没有笑。
She denied and said, "I did not laugh."
但是神说你是在笑了。
But God says you did laugh.
没有关系啦，也不会责备你嘛。
That's fine. I will not rebuke you for that.
笑就笑，就说好啊。
Laugh and be fine.
这个时候他知道，这个已经表明出来了。
At this time, it's been shown.
他们所接待的这三个不是普通的客人。
The three men that they have welcomed into their tent is not an ordinary person.
是神跟天使的这个显现。
Rather, it is God and His two messengers.
哦，结果得到了这个福气啊，真是意外。
And they have received some unexpected blessings.
福气从天降下来。
The blessings came down from heaven.
这个恩典呢，有多大
？And this grace is immense.
意外的赏赐。
It is an unexpected blessing.
不过是尽本分。
All they did was do the duty.
就得到了意外的这种赏赐恩典。
And they have received unexpected grace and blessings.
这个就是神呐、啊，的祝福。
This is the blessing of God.
哦，然后三个人就一起走。
And the three men left.
亚伯拉罕送他们。
Abraham walked with them.
在路途当中呢，神就说了。
On the way, Lord said.
就以亚伯拉罕做他的朋友。
And he see Abraham as his friend.
这样的朋友啊，他既然是我的朋友啊。
Saying that since Abraham was my friend.
我要做的事情不能隐瞒他。
Shall I hide from him what I'm about to do?
我要做的事情一定要告诉他。
What I'm about to do, I have to tell him.
所以神就告诉他说，亚伯拉这个我摩拉所这个所多玛的事情。
And so God told Abraham about Sodom and Gomorrah.
今天教会要明白神所要做的事情。
Today the church must understand what God wants to do.
我们满心知道神的旨意，神要我们做什么
？We must know the will of God, what God wants us to do.
这是我们要明白的。
It is up to us to understand.
那怎么去明白呢
？But how do we go about understanding?
神不告诉我们，我们就不明白啊。
If God doesn't tell us, we'll never know.
那今天神怎么样告诉我们
？But how does God reveal Himself to us?
因为我们跟他做朋友。
Because we are His friends.
他就会告诉我们。
He will tell us.
圣灵与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit abides in us.
我们与神同行。
We walk with God.
在光明中同行。
We walk with God in the light.
今天我们啊、好像亚伯兰一样，成为神的朋友。
Today we must be like Abraham to be the friend of God.
与神亲近。
To be close to God.
今天神借着圣灵与我们同在。
And it's through the Holy Spirit that God abides in us.
我们要顺着圣灵而行。
We must walk according to the Holy Spirit.
保罗说啊，要靠着圣灵行事。
Paul tells us we must do whatever the Holy Spirit instructs us.
体贴圣灵，顺从圣灵。
We must be obedient to the Holy Spirit, to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿女。
For those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God.
所以今天我们要与圣灵同行。
Today we must walk with the Holy Spirit.
我们要顺服圣灵的事。
Submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就成为神的朋友。
And this way we can become.
圣灵就会引导我们，就会启示我们，明白神的旨意。
Then the Holy Spirit will guide us, let us reveal to us the will of God.
让我们从圣经里面看见神今天要我们做的是什么。
It is from the Bible that we understand what God wants us to do today.
今天我们教会该做的事情是什么。
What is it that our church needs to do today?
这个就是很重要的。
This is important.
所以我们圣经告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.
我们要尽这个本分。
We must do our duty.
那么神的恩典才会临到我们。
This way, the blessings of God will be showered upon us.
所以对这件事情，圣经有很清楚的教训。
And regarding this matter, the Bible
has teachings for us. 现
在我们要看几
节关于这一方面的教训。
And we shall study some scriptures.
神是怎么样重视这一项爱心的接待工作。
And how God has emphasized this work of hospitality.
我们先看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1.
希伯来书第十三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1.
第一节说你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。第二节。
Verse 2.
不可忘记。用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。这两节圣经很明显是以亚伯拉罕这件事情来教训我们。
These two verses very clearly tell us that it was based from the story of Abraham.
所以你们务要就是一定要。常常都存弟兄相爱的心。
It says that let brotherly love continue.
这个存心很重要。
It's important.
如果没有这种存心呢，到时候你是没有机会。
If you do not show your brotherly love, then at the right moment you might have lost your chance.
等到你想要的时候，机会已经过去了。
By the time that you wanted to show your brotherly love,
如果你常常存这样的心，那就好。
But on the other hand, if you always have this love, then it's wonderful.
就会像亚伯兰举目观看。跑去迎接。
You'll be likened to Abraham, lift up your eyes and looked, and you will run to meet
your guests. 机会一出现，马上显现出来，马上看见。
When the opportunity comes, you see it and you will hold on to it.
如果平常没有这种存心
，If you have never had this love,
看不见的。
You won't see anything.
虽然显现出来了，根本没有看见。
Even though it's shown right in front of you, but you won't see it.
走掉了。
When it's walked away,
什么都没有看见。
You still haven't seen anything.
神这三个人不会在那里停留很久的。
The three men will not stop there for too long.
一显现出来。
When they appeared.
没有动静，他就走掉了。
If they see nothing happened, they will leave.
一显现出来，马上看见，跑过去。
When they appeared and Abraham saw them, he immediately ran to meet them.
这个是神赐给的机会，好好的把握它。
This is an opportunity that God has given to Abraham, and Abraham has held on to.
所以你要长存这样的心。
And that's why you must always have brotherly love.
然后呢，就有机会。
And then chances will come.
第二节就是说不可忘记，你就会有机会了。
Therefore, verse 2 tells us, do not neglect.
用爱心来接待客人。
Do not neglect to show hospitality.
这样就会像亚伯拉罕一样。
And because by doing that, you will be like Abraham.
不知不觉的接待到天使
了。Unknowingly, you may have entertained angels.
福气就从天上下来了。
And blessings will come down from heaven.
也就是说，今天如果我们存这样的心来接待客旅
，It tells us today if we have brotherly love and show hospitality to
strangers. 在你不知不觉当中呢，怎么天上的恩典一直临到你了
？Unknowingly, you might know that the blessings from heaven has come down upon you.
所以。今天我们从亚伯拉罕身上来学习这样的接待的这个爱心的工作。
And today we learn from the example of Abraham how to show hospitality to guests.
我们看罗马书，保罗特别对这件事情的勉励。
And let us turn to the book of Romans to see what Paul has to say.
先看罗马书第十六章第一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16 verse 1.
罗马书第十六章第一节。
Romans chapter 16, verse 1.
所以圣经罗马教会特别告诉他们， 要重视这件接待的工作。
He wrote to the church in Rome to tell them to.
十二章一节哈。
To be hospitable.
说我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比呀，她是啊坚哥里教会中的女执事。第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统。她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她，因为她素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。保罗特别提到啊，因为这个菲比要到菲比这个执事啊要到罗马地方去。
Here Paul mentions that Phoebe, a deaconess, is on her way to Rome.
那保罗说啊，要为主接待她。
Paul says that receive her in the Lord.
合乎圣徒的体统。
As befits the saints.
这个是按照真理来，真理的体统。
So it says it's as befits the truth.
她在什么事上需要你们帮助，就帮助她。
And help her in whatever she may require from you.
这就是爱心的接待。
This is what we mean by receiving in.
那我们再看这个约翰三书。
Let's turn to Third John.
约翰三书。
Third John.
这个约翰写信给教会弟兄姐妹。
And John wrote this letter to the church brothers and sisters.
那么这个约翰三书写给这个该友这一位。教会的负责了。
Third John was a letter written to Gaius, an elder, a member of the church.
我们看到第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的。第六节。
Verse 6.
他们在教会面前证明了你的爱，你若配得过神。帮助他们往前行，这就好了。
Verse 5 and 6.
因他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以啊，我们应当接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
Verse 8.
这个是约翰写给这个该友啊。
Here's what John wrote to Gaius.
该友家里啊，算有教会。在当时这种家庭式的教会很多啊。
The church was held in the house of Gaius.
那么要他们，这盖尤是很有爱心接待客旅的一个。
And Gaius is a brother who receives foreign brothers and sisters into his house.
所以在这里说，教会都已经证明你这样的爱心啊，这样的爱心是很忠心的。
And Paul says here that it is a royal thing, a loyal thing you have when you render any service.
那说你的爱啊，你若配得过神，那就好。
It says that
配得过神来帮助这些人就好了。
That you have befits God's service to help these strangers.
按照神的教训，按照神的旨意，尽了这个本分，那就好。
That you have done your best according to the truth, according to the will of God. That is good enough.
这些客旅他们是为主的名啊出外的。
Says that these visitors they have set out for the sake of God.
是为真理做工的。
And they are working for the truth.
主耶稣说啊。
The Lord Jesus said.
因为主的名接待一个弟兄啊，就是接待主了。
When you receive a brother in the name of the Lord, then you are receiving the Lord Himself.
不能不得赏赐的。
And you will be rewarded.
好。那看到这个第十节
If you read verse 10,
第十节这里有提到
verse 10 says,
他说所以我若去必要提说他所行的这是另外有一个人啊在教会里头啊好为首的这个丢特回他不接待人
and here is another a character Diorephes who likes to put himself first but does not welcome anyone、
哦、那他常常用这个恶言妄论人不以主为主，他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待，他也要禁止。
And he prays against Paul with evil words. He himself refused to welcome brethren, and also stopped those who welcomed him.
并且啊，将这个接待弟兄的人赶出教会。
At the same time, he would also put those brethren out of the church.
特别提到这个人。
He specially mentioned this character.
常常啊，在教会里面好为首。
This man likes to put himself first.
不接待客人弟兄姐妹
he refused to welcome brothers and sisters
有人要接待他们也禁止
And he will also stop those who will welcome them.
若接待了，没有听他的话接待了，就把他赶出去。
Anyone who welcomes the brethren, he will put them out.
所以这个人呢，说我去了，一定要提说这个事情。
Therefore, Paul says, if I have come, I will bring up what he is doing.
我们看到当时的教会里头也有存在这样的人。
And we see that the church of those days also have such characters.
但是这些啊，都是神所不喜悦。
And these are the people that God are not pleased with.
所以今天呢，在教会里面呢，我们要重视这件事情。
And therefore, today in the church, we must place emphasis on being hospitable.
因为教会就是神的家。
Hospitable, because the church is the house of God.
有神家的这种表现。
We must show our love in this house of God.
来到这里就是像神家里的人一样。
And anyone who comes into this place is
coming to the house of God. 接待的工作啊，我们要做好像亚伯拉罕一样。
And therefore, when we welcome them into the church, we must do it as well as Abraham has done.
那神的恩典福气就会临到我们。
And this way, the grace and blessings of God will be upon us.
那尤其我们对一些客旅来到我们这里一些慕道朋友。
Especially the true seekers who come to the church.
我们要以主耶稣基督这种爱来关心来。
We must show our love and concern for them, in the way Lord Jesus has shown concern for others.
我们主动的关怀。
We must take the initiative.
会让更多的人来到主的面前。
We must take the initiative to care for them so that many will come.
主耶稣就将得救的人呢，来加添给我们。
And this way, God will add our numbers.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
教会这种爱心的表现会得到神这样最大的一个赐福。
When the church has shown love, then God will bless the church.
我们看第四十六节。
Let's read verse 46.
这个当时呢，耶路撒冷教会四十六节说，他们天天同心合一，恒切的在殿里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。赞美神得众民的喜悦，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Verses 46 and
47. 这个当时呢，这耶路撒冷教会啊，弟兄姐妹啊，非常同心。
In those days, brothers and sisters in the Jerusalem church were united.
那彼此团契啊，像一家人一样。
They always have fellowships, just like into one family.
因为这样子。
It is because of this.
得到众民的喜爱。
That they were being praised.
在地面上要找到这样的家是。
They have found favor in all people.
就是那天上降下来的耶路撒冷神的家。
This church is likened to the house of God that came down from heaven.
所以得到众民的喜爱。
And that is why they have found favor with all the people.
因为这样子，神就将得救的人天天加给他们。
And because of that, the Lord added to their number day by day.
今天神的家教会在地上。
Today the house of God is on earth.
我们的表现就得到众民的喜爱。
If we have found favor in everyone,
神才将得救的人加给我们。
Then God will add to our number day by day.
要得到更多的弟兄姐妹。
So in order to increase our membership,
更多得救的人。
To increase more people who are going to be saved.
兴旺福音。
When we want to flourish,
教会这种爱心的团契要建立起来。
Then the church must build up its fellowship and love.
同心合意，在店里，在家里。
That everyone should be united in the church and at home.
像亚伯拉罕一样。
We must be like Abraham.
夫妻这么同心的，这样子真诚的、热情的来接待客人。
Husband and wife must work in one accord and to sincerely and earnestly welcome people.
他们没有求什么。
Abraham and Sarah didn't ask for anything.
神就对他说话。
Yet God said to them.
明年我要回来。
I will return next year.
你的太太莎拉要生一个儿子。
Your wife Sarah will have a son.
是神赐给我们
的。It is a blessing from God.
所以求主耶稣帮助。
And we ask God to help us.
让我们温哥华教会弟兄姐妹大家都能体认这件爱心接待的事情。
We hope that everyone in Vancouver Church can realize the importance of being hospitable.
是一项本分。是一项恩典，也是一项福气。
We must understand that this is our duty. It is a grace.
大家都有责任。 这个责任是大家的。
This responsibility lies in everyone.
所以这一次给我们很好的机会。
And it has given us a good chance this time.
因为有三位神学生在这里。
Because we have three theological students here.
所以让我们温国家有一次很好的学习。
And this is a very good learning chance for Vancouver.
相信在这一次的学习当中，我们会领受到更多神所赐给我们的恩典。
I believe this time you will receive much blessings from God from your learning.
将来会得到更多的神的这个福气。
And the future you shall receive greater blessings from God.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May our Lord Jesus bless us.